Lord's presence. And let me say this, because it's not just now when we can enter into the Lord's presence. We can all enter in the Lord's presence anytime. Let's not get religious about it, right? I don't want to jump too far ahead, because I'm sure we have information about that in Revelation. So how many have come today just to lift Jesus higher? I tell you what's been going through my heart all day, early this morning, is that Jesus saves. I was actually drawing that, and it's like the Lord's just put that in my heart. And, you know, that's a very simple concept, that Jesus saves, unless you don't know Jesus. So we don't know if today maybe someone's here right now that really doesn't know Jesus. So I'm here to tell you, Jesus saves. It's over 30-something years ago. I was a 19-year-old running around, didn't know what I was doing, where I was going, lost as you can be lost, and Jesus saved me. And he's still doing it today. He's still taking our broken lives, our misunderstood concept of life, and he's coming in and redeeming it. So let's just celebrate that Jesus saves. Let's just celebrate that the work of the cross is a finished work. Right, Moses? We're now eating of that tree of life. We're not bound anymore with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Jesus saves. So, Father, we thank you that your Son saves. We thank you, Lord, that you came and took our place, God. You emptied yourself. All of the glory, all of the power, all the splendor that you had, you emptied yourself and came here in the form of a humble servant and laid down your life so that we could take up our lives again, so that we could be sons and daughters of the Most High. Thank you, Jesus, that you save. Thank you, Lord, that your work is still so effective today, that it's not confined to being there 2,000 years ago and having to witness you on that cross. But Lord, by faith, we can receive right now the full work of salvation into our hearts. And we do today, Lord. We just once again say, Lord, we receive your salvation in our hearts. For those of us today that need to get saved again, Lord, we open up our hearts to you. We open up our lives to you. We open up our minds to you, Lord. We say, remove the junk. Allow the truth and light of God to come in here right now in Jesus' mighty name. Would you stand and let's worship the Lord.
Our chains. are free indeed. Our chains are gone, and we will sing for all you've done. And we are free indeed. Our chains.
At first.
fresh on me. Come wake me from my sleep. Blow through the caverns of my soul, pour in me to overflow.
Your presence flows. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord's really tugging at my heart today to... I really didn't want to come up here, but... He's pretty persistent, so... I'm just going to say it how I feel it on my heart. The Lord's telling me right now that so many of you guys are worshiping Him, but yet you guys aren't releasing stuff that's on your heart that might be in that crevice within you. The Lord's saying, why my children, why do you do this to yourself? I've forgiven you for everything. You're the son and daughter of the holiest of holy. Do you not have faith that I've overcome everything? Have faith in me. Give it to me. You don't have to be burdened. Let me in. Give me your whole. Give me your everything. Let me fill those crevices where you don't talk about, you don't share with people. You don't have to live with that stuff. He's forgiven you. He's given you freedom. That's something to be happy about. That's something to praise Him for. Let Him go deeper in your life. Let him go all the way into those crevices, those dark spots, to bring light. He is light. He is love. And these songs we're singing today, it's perfect for that. Just give it up to Him, you guys. Just enough's enough. He's just saying, stop. Just stop it. Just come to me and give it to me. And I'll give you the happiness, the joy you're really seeking. It's there. He's just saying, give it to me so I can fill that gap. I can fill that crevice with my glory. Trust me, I'll do it. Have faith in Him, you guys. Give it up. You don't have to live with that junk. You don't. You're the son and daughter of the holiest of holies. You have an inheritance. He's saying, take it. Why are you holding back? Just give me your problems, give me your hurt, give me your sorrows, and let me replace that with my glorious love. Thank you.
Your presence. Let us become.
Of your
Brother Al was sharing about the burdens and the caverns and the crevices. You know, I was just listening and not really getting anything at the time, but after the song was done, I really felt like the Lord wanted whosoever really feels they need to, because you know that I'm sure that word probably awakens something in your heart. As we continue with the worship time, it doesn't have to be like specific, like you got to do it right now. But as Holy Spirit brings things to your heart, and you know that it's something that just continues to plague you, continues to harass you, continues to hurt you, continues to weigh you down, I'm just going to ask if you just bring it, you know, symbolically. But it's more than symbolically, because your active faith of just coming and just laying it at the altar. Just go through the action of laying it down. And when you do that, in your heart, say, I'm releasing this. I'm giving this to you, Lord. And when it comes back to my memory, I'm going to say, no, I laid that at the altar. I laid that before you. It's now given to you to do with what you need to do with it. And then receive that grace that comes in and replaces that empty spot that was plaguing you. Receive the Holy Spirit's presence as we've been singing. Let him overwhelm you with his presence. Don't take for granted, you know, the message that the Lord gave us and just say, okay, well, someday I need to deal with that. No, deal with it today. Let God's light shine into that dark place or that heavy weighted place that's just dragging you down, keeping you from rising up and experiencing the joy and the love and the mission that God has for you, the great commission that God has for you. Thank you, Lord.
Oceans rise, my soul will rest. Put that back up there, Melissa. So many times we limit God in our lives to a box, and you say, okay, God, I'll do what you want me to do in my box. I'll do what you want me to do as long as you don't make me step over that border. And this song says, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger. Next slide, Melissa. Just keep it there. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you have called me. Do we really trust God beyond our borders? Like Al was saying, if we really trusted him, all our burdens would be at his feet every moment of every day. We wouldn't have our borders set up. God, I'll only move this far today, or I'll only go over here. I can't talk to that person. We limit him and we put him in a box, and thus we limit the move of God in our own lives. The Spirit is so thick in this place right now. God is going to start breaking things off of people. But are you going to trust him to break those things off is the question. Are you going to take a step of faith and say, okay, God, I'm ready. Take me beyond my borders, God. Take me where my feet couldn't wander, Father God. By faith, with trust. Say, okay, let's go. Search your heart as we bring it back up one more time and really say, God, just break me, Father God. Break me in your presence, Lord.
Stronger.
It's not easy. It's truly not easy going by yourself and trusting about yourself to make it. You see, we see everything that we only see in front of us. That is the hardest thing that I had to go through. Now I'm here to testify. For the longest time, I believed that I would not be able to make it. I believed in God so wholeheartedly, but the thing was, is I didn't believe it in subconsciously. I did not have enough faith in God to let Him lead me or carry me. But the more that I walked, the more I got encouraged, the more that God has shown me. Like it says, the more faith will be made and stronger in the presence of our Savior. He has shown me how all things can be possible through Him. I am now so happy that God is in my life. That no matter where I turn, God is always blessing me right and left. Even though that troubles do come, it's getting a little bit easier to say, hey, no problem. Because with God, all things are possible. God is, I'll give you two good examples right now, what He has done for me. I'll just finish this up. But I am here to testify that when you go and put your trust in Him, it'll be a lot easier to go. And you know that everything will be all right.
I see that we think if we climb in a boat that the Lord will be there. Just like when the apostles were out fishing. But I see a hole in this boat that's sinking. And we're looking for the oar, and there's no oar. There is no oar. But look up. Look out, feel, and hear God calling you. Hear His voice. You know His name, but do you know the person? That boat is big enough to carry everyone. And the Lord is big enough and strong enough to heal and plug all the holes in our hearts and in our lives. So look up, reach out, and take the hand of God. Take the hand of God and know the freedom and the healing and the grace that Jesus Christ has given us. Thank you, Lord. Don't miss His oar. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand.
Praise the Lord. Sometimes really tough to be obedient because you sometimes get pictures and things that don't make sense, but I'm just going to share what the Lord gave me. He showed me someone's hand that had a Band-Aid on it. Band-Aid doesn't seem like much, but the reason that it's on your hand is because you keep repeating things over and over and over again, trying to get something done. It's like when you rake all day long, and you get a a sword. It's like what you've got there. And you just keep getting the same sore. You just keep covering it with a Band-Aid because it gets, you know, almost infected and stuff. And I really believe the Lord's saying to stop doing things the way you're doing. To try something else. Stop following that same pattern, holding that same utensil or tool or whatever is causing that. Or holding on to, you know, some type of device that's wearing your hand. And I believe what he's saying is, I'm the alternative. Ask me for wisdom. Ask me how to do what you're doing instead of trying to do it yourself. And the Lord may be using someone's, you know, physical right now. They literally, you've got a Band-Aid on your hand. It's for that reason. But the Holy Spirit doesn't want to just point out that injury. He wants to point out your heart condition. So, Lord, we release this individual, Lord, if it's more than one, God, into your fullness to quit doing the same things over and over again to try to finish the job or get the job done, and it's not even getting done. They have to go back to it over and over again. And, Lord, it's because you're the answer. You're the solution. Your wisdom, your grace, your instructions, your guidance that you can give them to get through this challenge in their life. We just thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, God, that right now you're touching that heart, you're touching that life, that they're not going to be the same. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Leaving our burdens at his feet, holding us a little closer, drawing us a little deeper, knowing his heartbeat. Seems like the songs are following the theme of men's transformed. I didn't tell you, did I? No. Some people are going to say, oh, they coordinated all those songs and all this stuff. No, we don't do that. Well, let's go ahead and have the men come on up. What? Let's not use this mic, Stephen. What's that? What do you mean, no? Come on. I was going to hand it right to you right away. Because you opened yesterday with that. That was yesterday. That I did just open. Right? We're going to have a knot down, drag out fight right here, right now. Who's going to go first? Who's going to be last? Who's going to be first? Okay. Seriously, no, Josh yesterday had a verse come to his heart. And I think it's significant, Josh. It's not just for us. It's the heart of what the Lord wants to accomplish, you know, in revealing the truth of the day we live in. And well, go ahead and share. He didn't remember.
All right, how many of you are familiar with what the reason why we're standing up here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Can I get a 12? I got a 12. 13. All right, well, we're up here because we gather as a body. Men will gather 1 week, one Saturday for the day, and then women will go the following week, and then the students and children at times. And we get together and we just, we have a good time in the Holy Ghost. We have a good time and we really open our hearts to what God wants to do in us through teachings, through worship, through fellowship, through just surrendering to God and making it basically, as a good brother of mine has said, we give God our time and he uses it. And that's what happens. So we call it transform 2-4. And that is what happens, that our hearts are transformed as men, women, and children of God. And so yesterday in the morning, I was praying, you know, just to prepare my heart for that day, for what was about to happen. And the Lord laid, as I was praying out loud in the shower, if that matters, I don't know. But as I was praying out loud, the Lord showed me that, I began to pray, and then I realized, I caught on to what was coming out of my mouth, that we were to shake off the old mindset and not come into this thing as though we've done it 20 times, which some of us have, or more. And we are to go in as Christians are to approach each day brand new. It's not like a rerun. It's not a redo. It's not it's a brand new opportunity, right? Am I right? Every day as a Christian in the kingdom of God is a brand new opportunity to seek after God and to see what he has for us that day. And that's how the Lord was showing me that we need as men to approach yesterday. And then he gave me the word wineskin. So then I immediately went to the scripture and he just, so as I opened up yesterday morning after we had breakfast, I had the opportunity to be the first on the microphone and just to open up and share my heart with the men. And I think I don't know, how long did we worship for? Anybody have any idea? Over an hour? Hour and a half? I mean, we just worshiped. There was no, it was like clocks were not a part of our day. I think it seemed like forever, honestly. I don't know. It's like session one was done and it was lunchtime, it seemed like. But it was an awesome time. And the Lord just showing us men, and all of us who have the ears to hear that we're not to approach each day, each moment, as though we have it figured out. We're to lay aside everything and make our hearts to be brand new before God each morning, just laying it out completely and allowing him to do that day what he's going to do for that day. And that's what he did, yeah? Men? That's what he did. And through each one of us played a very significant role. It wasn't like... brand new Christians and old Christians. It wasn't like leaders and not leaders. It was like there was no kind of, it was just we were there. God was there. We were very forthright and honest with God and with each other. And he uses that, man. I'm telling you, he uses that. You lay it before him, and he will take your mess and turn it into a message, your brokenness, and he uses it. And that's what he did, is he messed us all up. I mean, from the person who's been, you know, barely saved to the person who's been around for a long time. And so, not pointing out any names, Pastor Mike or Moses, I'm not trying to do all that, but... or Ken Kennedy, who thinks he's, but we had a good time, and the beautiful thing is in the opportunity that we have to go first, it creates, our theme was to hear the heartbeat of the Father. And what it does is it creates for, not just for other transform sessions, and not just for the women and the young people, but in our homes, it creates a theme. And what it did is we, another opportunity to tune in closer to God so that we can go home and be who we're called to be. Not like we haven't been being who we're to be. It's not like our walk is perfect. We have our ups and our downs, our ons and our offs, if you will. But even more so, that perfect rhema word that God had for each one of us, he was able to pour it in. We're able to take it and release it to those around us. So I don't know what else. As we're worshiping today, I got to say this, that hearing the different people that have something to say, God bless you for being obedient to the Lord. God bless you richly for that, because it matters for those who pray, for those who, whether you're sitting in your seat praying, whether you're up here laying it out before God and everybody, if you're up here on the microphone sharing what the Lord has laid on your heart, God bless you, because that is so vital to the body of Christ. It is so necessary, and we need that. So thank you. I want to say that. And he was laying on my heart that as we approach him, that we need not be like in Isaiah 29, where God was speaking to his people about how you, what does he say? You honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And we need to not be that people. We need to be that people that is constantly taking our heart and being very transparent and very honest and open before God, as to, so that he then has permission. By doing that, we give him permission to come in and clean house. And what we do is we say, okay, God, you know, this is your, I'm not proud of this. I'm not happy with this. But it's not like he doesn't know anyways. So what we do is by allowing him to have complete access, it gives him permission, because he needs that from us. He needs our permission. Which way should I stand? This way for it to work? Okay. He needs our permission to work in our lives. He's not a forceful God. Don't get me wrong. His kingdom will prevail and his plans will succeed. But in our lives, as a gentle, loving God, one who will not spare a single thing to get us back into his arms, he needs our permission. So when you lay your heart before him, we don't want to be that people that is far from him. Like, oh yes, God, I love you. Oh yes, but be the one who in private lays it all out. And so he laid that on my heart this morning. I didn't know when or where to share it. I was reading all kinds of praying and like, well, okay, Lord, but I got it out now. So thank you, Lord. Now is the time. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a dagger by a toe, my mother, you're not it. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a dagger by a toe, did a minute, but bit. Okay, bread. No, bread, no. Okay, you ready? Okay, Al Vargas.
Great. Well. Thank you, guys. Very interesting. Anyways, so yesterday was pretty amazing. God answered a lot of prayers yesterday, and it's just kind of amazing to see when you lay it all out. You know what I mean? When you just say, God, move within me, move within us, and you're just honest to him. I think yesterday was kind of an eye-opener for me, because I guess I'm not always obedient to what he wants for me, or the word I got today. I fell right within that too. So it was a word for myself also that, God, I think, is asking us, as I look out through those doors out there, God kind of has been putting it on my heart that it's kind of a season of change. I talked to Ken a bit about it, and I think God's really looking at us to, it's kind of hard. I'm sorry, I'm trying to translate this as it comes from my heart. But, when leaves fall, it's kind of a symbol to us that it's colder weather is coming. You kind of have to prepare for it. And I think with that said, we all need to start preparing. I'm not quite sure what, but one of the common themes we all discussed yesterday was God's love. And it's pretty simple what God calls us to do. It's to love him and love our neighbors. Some of the things we talked about was being religious as opposed to relationships. Is that correct, guys? Yeah? Okay. And so often, I know for myself, and I'm not speaking for everyone here, but I'll just be honest and lay it out on the line, that I judge people. I judge people in this church. I judge people every day when I go down the street. You know, some guy cuts me off, and I'm like, you're an idiot, you know? But I guess what I'm saying is God's calling us to step up and take the next level. And, you know, I was listening to a pastor preach couple days ago on a podcast, and he said you can really test your heart by when you ask your kids to clean up their mess in the living room, and when it's nighttime and they've gone to bed, you're walking through the living room and you step on one of their toys and you go, "Urgh." That thought, that feeling, that's a real good indication of where your heart is. It's just instinctive. And that kind of meant a lot to me because I'm kind of like that little kid on the Christmas story where I'm like, where's my kids? I could choke them right now. Oh, my foot. I don't know. That just came to me. But I guess what I'm saying, you guys, it's a time for change. Enough judging people. There's enough people out there in the world that are judging everybody. That's not what God's called us to do. It's simple. Love him. Love your neighbors like he loves us. You do that, guys, and it's simple. This church will be abundantly full. There will be so many people craving it and seeing it. You know, it's great, and don't get this wrong. I believe that we should read our Bibles and do all that, but it's just simple things. There's a lot of people out there that are afraid of religion. Because of that. My neighbor, Henry, same thing. But he's been changing, you know. He's seeing something different out there. He's got stereotypes, and I'm sure all Christians have some kind of stereotype against them. But all we have to do, you guys, is really simple. Love. Just love. It's that simple. It's not. That's the answer to the test, you guys, of life. Just love, love, love. You do that, you're going to be successful. You're going to bring people to God. You're going to grow his kingdom. I'm just saying. It's a season of change. Start loving, you guys. Just love everybody. My turn?
It's Moses. Amen. Thanks, Al. Bless you, everybody. Yesterday was very powerful, and how God moved, and it was, of course, it was very different, and how God moved, and we've felt something that it seemed like it just catapulted us into another realm of, God just started moving. We started praying for people, and people were being healed. Prayers were being answered. It was that thick, that crazy. I mean, it was awesome. And one thing hit me very hard was when David was speaking. He had the sonship, and I'm like, man, I've never heard that before. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, I've always known that I'm his son. But I've never heard the part where we never stop being his son. I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. And then it made me look at myself and say, what kind of a son am I? Am I a rebellious son or an obedient son? You're still a son. You know, and I started examining my own life. You know, and if you're a rebellious son, hey, repent. Come back to the Father. Simple. If you're an obedient son, keep your hand on the plow and keep going forward. And grab that power that God has for you. be catapulted in his power. And that's what I grabbed out of it. I'm, you know what? I'm tired of this stagnant Christian life. I'm grabbing my hand, putting my hand on the plow and going forward. I said, Lord, catapult me into that next level. Catapult me now. Because this, we see what's out there. We see the people that are dying. And I said, man, get some. If you don't have the power in your life, get some. If you don't have victory in your life, get some. That's why he died on the cross, isn't it? That's why he came, to give us life. And the Lord revealed to me, I had the cross section, and the Lord revealed to me in Genesis, way back when they were in the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of knowledge. And God said, let us remove the tree of life, lest they eat of it and live forever. But that tree of life will be restored to us when he died on the cross. We can have eternal life if we accept Jesus Christ in our lives. And we have that full power that he has. But living in the power was something I was not living in. I'd see other people and wow, why can't I have that? As I was driving up and I was like, Lord, why don't I have that? Why don't I have that in my life? And the Lord said, get some. It's yours. I'm like, whoa. And it was that loud in my ear. I'm like, get some. What are you waiting for? I'm like, what am I waiting for? You know, move in the power of God. It's in you. It's in each and every one of us. Move in it. We've all have our testimonies. We've all had our struggles. We've had our ups and downs. But we're all here to testify that God is powerful and has moved in our lives. And we've overcome that. Live in that glory. Live in that power. Live in that happiness. Live in that. What God has for you. Yeah, there's seasons, like Al was saying, up and down, you know. I always try to, I don't want to get too high. I don't want to get too low. You know, God, just keep it right here, you know. And then something comes and life comes at you hard and fast. And you're like, whoa, what happened here? Wait, keep your hand on the plow. You have that power to overcome anything that the world has to throw at you. Anything. I'm here to testify that. And there's many of you here that can testify to that. Speak it. Share it. It's powerful. Somebody needs to hear it. That's what I got out of Transform. It was powerful. God bless you all. Amen.
Well, one thing for sure is that God is amazing, and you don't have to worry about if I'm going to go to a Transform, whether or not you're going to receive something or God's going to show up or anything like that, because he shows up every time. If you go with a heart of expectation, then he's going to do great things in your life. And for me, I went through some things this week, and actually a lot of things, and wasn't sure that I was going to be able to go. Had some things that I'm trying to take care of, you know, for my career, for my employment. And so I decided to go, but I felt God was telling me that I was at a place of brokenness. And I wasn't able to teach, but we had a different curriculum that we were kind of going over. Same kind of material, same kind of stuff, same scripture. But for me, it was like, okay, am I going to have to go through the whole Transform and get to the end and then finally kind of receive and kind of get, you know, through stuff? And when I showed up, first session was brokenness. I went, okay, well, then I know that God's really speaking to me. And he just broke me. And the thing was, is that sometimes for us as Christians, we can either be a new Christian or a Christian for a long time. And if we don't have that place of saying to ourselves, I'm broken and I need God, I need to trust and rely upon God and quit saying that I can do it myself, that I can fix myself, then you can actually be fixed. And too many times, you know, and especially for myself, I was at that place where I could fix it. I could, you know, I can make it right. I don't necessarily need God. I don't necessarily need to rely upon God or trust God. And then circumstances and things come in your life that God allows in order for us to be broken. So then we could go to the author and the finisher of our faith, the one that has created us, and he can fix us. And for me, that was really key for me, and it just hit me right away. I was just right within the first 15, 20 minutes of the transformed. I felt God was just doing just a supernatural impartation in my life, was doing just some work, you know. And it didn't take the whole session, you know, to do God's work. God says, I know what you need, and I'm going to take care of it right away. And us men, we have to just, we have to cling together, we have to be together, we have to, iron sharpens iron, we have to come together, and in strength and numbers, that's when we have the authority and the power in Christ. And, but when we leave these walls, and we're not at church, who are we relying upon? Other than the Lord, of course. And for me, it's relying upon my wife. And there's strength in each other, in our family. And so I just want to say that I love my wife. I love you, Angela. And I thank you for all the years of being my strength, being my cohere in Christ, and keeping me in the faith. So I love you.
I love you more, Annette. Just throwing that out there. Sorry, fellas. There was so much yesterday that was unbelievable. And I don't know about you guys, but there was like no striving to like, all right, guys, let's wait upon God until he shows up. Like, it was just immediately there. And I don't think we even sang a worship song until like the very end. Like, it was just powerful. Like, God did all the ministering. And there's a couple things that I wanted to bring out, but Stephen, first of all, spoke on brokenness, and the entire day was literally like there was a spirit of brokenness, and we were just resting yesterday. It was just a spirit of rest there and like encouragement. But one of the things, I think it was in Glenn's session that he was speaking, and it hit our small group big time, but he talked about how we protect our sin. And a lot of the times we have sin in our life, and we almost protect it like an abusive relationship. And it's like, gosh, I don't want to, you know, let's say you're in an abusive relationship, you almost protect that abuser in a lot of ways. And that a lot of people do that. And the same thing with sin, sometimes we protect our sin. And we were talking about in our small group how fear is the driver of that, and truly letting go of that. But fear brings us back to that safe place. And so that was a powerful thing. But God was just speaking to me. The biggest part of transformation for me yesterday was actually not at Transformed, but it was when I got home from Transformed. And it's amazing to see how God is transforming my household. And it was just like the Spirit of God is really beginning to rest in our house. And so I just want to encourage you guys and the women, as you go through Transformed, and even us guys, you know, let's not Transformed be just this event, but let transformation continue to happen as a process in our lives. And I really believe that's what God wants to do. And Al's obedience today, just giving that word, that is a process of transformation. And so as we go through this Transformed, it's like God is going to continue and continue and to continue to transform. So it was just powerful yesterday. Yep.
Mix it up a little bit or something. Jeez. No. Anyways, I love you way more than all of them love their wives. We had a little moment where it was a little bit of a competition yesterday. It was kind of funny. But anyways, it was a super good Transformed. Like Tyson had said, the curriculum was completely different. And we usually have outlines and points that we cover, and you know, we go through the motions, really. And on all of our the people that spoke, all of them, all we had was scripture, and it really allowed the Lord to do what He wanted to do and just move through us. And like, I don't know who said it, but as soon as we started that first just playing music, we weren't even singing a worship song. I mean, we were just worshiping Jesus. The Lord just came in and moved so powerfully, and He really is tuning our hearts to His beat, and we are we're arising to a new level. I know that as a group of men, we are changed, and He's calling us as a church to a new level. And women, you better get ready, because next week you guys are going to get smashed, and in a good way. The biggest revelation that I probably got was when Moses spoke and he shared it, and really how the tree of life was reinstated when God died on the cross for us. And I've never, ever, ever thought of it like that, but it's so true. We have the ability to have that eternal life just by accepting Him and accepting the work that He did on the cross for us, and grabbing hold of that and saying, all right, God, and picking up your cross every day and walking through every day, grabbing hold of Him and hanging on to Him. So anyways, it was great, and I'm not going to keep going down the line because it was bothering me. You want to share? All right.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sammy. I've been going here off and on for quite a while, but just recently I started coming back again. I really love this church, and I wanted to dedicate a little more to myself to just what everybody does here, the prayer groups, and just the people in general are just great here. But I wanted to get closer to God, so I decided to take this step to do this. And I noticed immediately, right when this started, before any instruction was going on or anything like that was happening, we were just praying for each other. We were coming up, sharing experiences, testimonies, and even our own faults, admitting what we've done wrong and praying for forgiveness. And I felt a great power in the presence here. I really felt like something great happened last night. I feel like I honestly felt like I was changed immediately as a person, as a man. I feel like it really changed my heart and my mindset, and definitely for the better. Everything that everybody said, I really took it to heart, and I took it like they weren't saying it. It was the Word of God coming through them. It felt amazing to be there and to experience it. And I think the biggest thing that I got from it was that we are already saved. The greatest price has been paid for us so that we can have freedom. And there's nothing in the entire world that can keep us from our salvation but ourselves. We just have to have that faith and admit our wrongdoings and humble ourselves. And you know, the devil has a great power to manipulate, and he can build the greatest chains that can bind you down. But the only thing that can keep you down is yourself. If you admit defeat, then you are defeated. If you can't be held down unless you let yourself be. But if you just know that Jesus has already paid that price, if you know that you're free, then you could just break out of those chains and just leave. There's nothing that anybody can hold you back. You just have to admit it and know that you're saved. I think it's great. I love it.
I tried to help you.
Is this on? Yes, it's on. Ooh, well. I learned a lot of things yesterday about brokenness, and truth and lies, and relationships and religion, and it was all pretty awesome. God was right there with me just to kind of guide me along. But Nick, my transformation didn't occur until this morning, right up here at this altar. I asked God to let me put full pressure on my knees so I could stay there as long as possible and just let everything go. I learned yesterday that from what Moses said about the cross, you got to take everything to the cross. So I did that this morning, and I can't imagine being in another place right now. I love this church. I love this group of men right here. I love each and every one of you, men. And I thank you for being in my lives. Thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for each and every one of those three right there. Janet, Jared, and Christy, I love you so much. And I'm sorry for what I let the enemy do to me this morning. And I apologize to you right now. And God did mess us up yesterday. It was a lot of fun, yet it was spiritual and moving. And it brought me closer to him and closer to these guys. And for an example of how he messed us up, Andrew was playing the drums yesterday, and he's never played the drums before. So thank you, Jesus.
Hello. All right. Evidently, they're expecting something good to come out here, but I don't know about that. But no, yesterday, yeah, my eyes were really open when Moses was talking about the cross, and he was sharing, and he said, your testimony is the definition of the power of the cross. That's what I took from it. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was my revelation. And I was like, I never ever thought about that. But you know, like, if you want the power of God in your life, share your testimony. If you want the power of God in someone else's life, share your testimony with them. And that's something that we do often here at church. And I had never, before coming here, been to a church where there was that freedom, where the power of God was moving and evident. And when we do that, it creates an environment of freedom. And that is an environment where change can take place. Because if we realize, you know, once the power of God is moving, the lies are stripped away, we are able to change because we're an environment that supports us, where we have a support system, where we have brothers, where we have sisters, where we have families that are behind us 100%, where we know that if we need something, we can go to each other, we can counsel each other, we can be each other's prayer warriors. And that was just so eye-opening, because sometimes I find it hard to, at work or wherever, share my testimony with people. But that is the power of God moving in you and in your family. And that was the number one thing that I took away. And then on another note, when we were talking about religion versus relationship, I think we all pretty much got messed up on that one. The hooks started to become evident of the enemy and the lies, and mostly in the mindsets that we carry around. And a couple of the guys have shared about judging people. That's one of the number one ways that religion gets in the way of us loving people, is we put those flags up and we put people in boxes. I know I've heard men, when we interpret things, we put them in little boxes and we store them away like a big warehouse full of rooms. I think that we need to start stripping away those boxes, because when we put people in boxes, we make assumptions about them. And we just need to accept each other, people as they are, and love them on purpose. Thank you.
First of all, who was it that prayed for me down here this morning? Who was it that... Was it Joe? Thank you very much. I was blessed because of it. I was trying to look back to see who it was, but I didn't want it to be weird, you know. So, anyway, sincerely, thank you. Transformed. I don't know what else I can say besides, you know, what everyone else has said. Worship is always, Holy Spirit always moves mightily in worship. God did heal my leg yesterday, praise the Lord. Yeah, because I injured it back in July, and I've tried to run on it, but it seems like every time I go for a short run, it's real, it feels tingly, kind of numb. I went for a run this morning, and I didn't realize it until worship that I felt nothing. So, yeah, praise the Lord. God, you know, He is who He says He is. For me, transformation, I think the biggest thing that I took away was that transformation for me has to take place every single day. Every single day. I don't know who said it yesterday, but someone said, God's not messing around anymore. He's tired of playing games. Was that yesterday? Yeah, probably. But, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of messing around too. And I know I need to be more diligent in my walk. And I do need to spend every morning, we talked about that yesterday, every morning with Christ to set the tone for the day. I need to do that in order to be transformed. But not religious, yeah. Yeah, I taught the session. I taught this session on religion versus relationship, and I learned a couple things. One, I need to be more organized in my notes. Or not use, you know what, that's very true. Or not use them, and I should know better as a teacher and as a Spirit-filled Christian, you know, just rely on the Holy Spirit. The other thing I learned, that I am such a hypocrite, and God showed me that when I was finished, and I got back to my seat. But anyway, I don't want to get into details. But anyway, what? Go ahead. Oh, yeah, no. Anyway, transformation needs to be every single day. God is faithful. And Ken said something yesterday at the very end that was, very simple yet very profound at the same time. And he said, as brothers, we just need to simply love each other, to echo what Glenn just said, right? We just need to love each other unconditionally the way that Christ loves us, as difficult as that can be sometimes. You know, we let that religious spirit get in there, and we just need to rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus and just love each other, because nobody's perfect. Some of you guys are pretty close, but anyway, God bless you guys. Who's next?
On that note, he spoke of love, and God does love us so much. I shared last night that I was sitting up in the lunchroom at my work, and I asked God, I'd like to feel just a little bit of how you feel for me. And about that time, a man came up the stairway, and I just lost it. I just cried so hard, and I felt so much love for him, I just couldn't withhold it. And I asked God, I said, my goodness, you love us that much? I just can't hardly believe it, but I feel it so strongly. And then a few weeks later, I talked to another friend who had done the same thing, but he asked in general, and he says, I should have been more obedient and asked for just a little bit. He said for 2 weeks straight, everyone he met, even his own wife, he just fell and cried. He couldn't even go to work because he was afraid of what might happen, which it did, because he did go to work a few days, and he just had to go home early. He just couldn't handle it. So just be careful about what you ask God for. Be very specific of what you want, because God will honor it. He loves us that much. And that, my leg feels great.
Well, you need to give that testimony.
For several years, I've had a numbness in my leg, and if I stand for more than 5 minutes, which I've been standing up here longer than that, it doesn't hurt. I've had a pain that would shoot down from my hip down to my knee after standing for at least 5 minutes. And I've been standing longer than that and no pain. No pain at all. God, good. I give all the honor and praise to him. And, you know, God also talked about in his word about our life is but a vapor. And God spoke to me and let me know that even our sins is a vapor, as is a vapor. And that we can just, it's easy to give it to him and he will take it away. But we have to trust in him and love on him and know that he will do that for us.
So two words for yesterday, Holy Ghost. Like it was amazing. I mean, like from the beginning, like everybody else said, you know, it was just like the presence of God was just like drawing things out that, you know, maybe things that we don't necessarily want to shine light on, but the light was shown everywhere in that place. Like nothing was being held away from God from any of us. And I mean, it was so funny talking about the religion versus relationship. After the session, it was so funny. We just had like an hour or so confession of religious spirits that we carry and things like that. And it was so funny that as we were, everybody was taking their turn going up and sharing, and it seemed like just about everybody by the end of it had a chance to share. But Nick and I had a conversation. When we sat next to each other, we were like constantly having side conversations, like chatty schoolgirls, it seemed like. But it's me too. but we were talking about like what the situation was, like whatever. And as faithful as the Holy Spirit is, the things that we were talking about, we're like, oh wow, like what about this and this? Well, not a minute later, whoever had the microphone was saying what we were talking about. We're like, dude, is somebody like listening to our conversation? I mean, yesterday there was such a uniting of our hearts connected with God. Like we were just seeking after God, so hungry for what he had to do with us, like for us and just everything that he has for us. But that was also one of the sessions that, I mean, I was, you know, I've been praying, God, you know, what do you want me to share about yesterday? And it was about the relationship aspect of it. Like Jay in his notes had a bunch of synonyms for relationship, and one of them was informal. Like that one just stuck out like a sore thumb. And I feel like, you know, we need to have it. We need to not put that relationship with God in like this formal box. Like we need to approach him in a certain way. Because that's what Jesus paid for us to be informal with God. We can, hey, God, this is what's going on today. You know, hey, what's up? This is happening in my life. You know, thank you. Or how can, you know, this be made better? So, I mean, just approaching God with without that formal structure that may hold us back or that may make us keep things in those dark crevices. We can be informal and be real with him because he knows already anyways. So just bring it to him and leave it there for him. But this last night as I was driving home, I remember just something amazing that happened yesterday during one of our evening worship sessions. I kind of tucked myself off in a corner, you know, I was just by myself and just started singing a song from my heart that was just, I mean, straight to the Lord. And ever since we had family worship night, a few weeks ago, there's just been this hunger for like a physical, like tangible experience with God, with the Holy Spirit. And as I was worshiping yesterday and just crying out, you know, from my heart and just, I don't even know what song was being sang, if a song was being sang, but I was. And it was just like amazing, like this like fresh gust of like cool air just like blew right over me and like through me. And this was a sweatshirt I was wearing. I was warm yesterday. Like, and it was right after I think somebody asked Pastor Mike to turn the heat up. So, I mean, the heat got warm and I was warm before it. And then I was just like after a couple, I opened my eyes and I was like, is somebody walk by me? Is somebody like fanning me with something or what? And I kept like pressing and praying for that. Like, Lord, just again. And I mean, I've
the presence was so thick in that place yesterday. And I mean, there was like at least like four or so gusts of just the Holy Spirit just blowing right over and through me. It was just, it was so amazing. And and Moses, I mean, when he got the word, get some, I mean, he got some. He, when he had the message of the cross, it was just powerful and just like, wow. Like there, like, it's hard to get what is inside of our heart, or for me, it's hard for me to get what's inside of my heart, like out from, I mean, Moses' message, but all of the messages, all the speakers throughout the whole day were just so blessed and anointed with God's words that it was like Sammy said, it wasn't the people speaking, it was God using us to speak through. And it's not just the speakers, but everybody, like even in like small groups. And you know, I want to thank Tyson especially. I mean, there was some times where I was just like very challenged, and Tyson, you know, came over and took the time to pray for me and just spend some time with me, because I was just like, man, wow, there are some wow, challenging, you know, moving moments that just happened yesterday. So, I mean, yeah, Transform was amazing, but it was all because of God and just the love that he has for us. So,
so what's your name?
Andrew.
Okay, that's all. So I know you didn't want to come up, but I know that the Lord's working in your heart, working in your life, and we're so excited at what he's doing, Andrew. We're so excited, and know that you're not alone, and that he's going to give you courage, he's going to give you passion for him that'll move you beyond any hesitations you're experiencing now. But I just want to commend you, because I know it's hard for you even to do this. It's hard for you to do this, and just know that we're proud of you. We love you, and we're believing that God's going to do amazing things in your life.
Okay.
So I've been spending a lot of time with Andrew lately, and I'll make it brief. It'll be very accurate and very brief.
Thanks, he said.
He's not a man of many words, but his heart is. And that's a good thing, especially if you're like me or, you know, some others. You just So it's refreshing. We have this awesome relationship here where I talk a lot and he listens, and we both love it. And it's like, yes. We both walk away. We're fulfilled. We're like, yes. He looks at me and says, thank you. I look at him, say thank you, and we go. Until next time, we're like totally all excited. Can't wait. But it's awesome. Anyways. That really is pretty accurate, but beyond all that, in all seriousness, Andrew does not have a lot to say a lot of times, but like last night, we were on the way home, he said, you know, I noticed that he'd stepped out of his that you had stepped out of your comfort zone a lot, and you said it wasn't a lot, you know, but I gave all I could in that moment. And I said, well, maybe in the bigger picture it wasn't a lot, but when you can give everything that you possibly can give for God in that moment, that's all he's asking. He takes that and he does a lot with it. So this young man here is definitely, God is active and alive in his life as he is all of ours. And if you want to be around somebody who's hungry for God, spend some time with Andrew. So, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Well, God's working. Oh, he is coming up. Yeah, God is working. Come on up, brother.
I have never been with a group of men like I was yesterday, where the love of God flowed and the love in their hearts flowed also. It was just a wonderful thing.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So with that said, I want to encourage all the women for next week, all the youth,
teenagers, for the following week to prepare your heart. Don't just go on the day and then, you know, just see what happens. Prepare your heart. Ask God, God, what do you want to do in me? What do you want to do inside of me this coming week? What is your goal and how can I help you? What do I need to do to move things out of my life? You know, who do I need to talk to help this preparation that you want to do inside of me? Just ask some questions. Don't just take it for granted that you'll show up and he'll do something. He will, but it really helps to prepare your heart. Prepare your heart like fertile soil. So when God plants the seed next week, you're ready to receive it. That you're not some kind of blockade that he has to bust through for 5 sessions before he can finally put something in there. You come in that day, that morning, you be ready like we were. And we're just, you know, we're just saying, God, we're just hungry. We're just ready. And stay hungry all the time. Don't wait for special events. Don't wait for Sunday morning. Don't wait for a special meeting with someone. You stay hungry. You stay hungry. You act like you're in a land of natural food famine because you're in a land of spiritual famine. You are. You're in a land of spiritual famine. So you be hungry. You be hungry. Amen? Well, love you all. God bless you. And have a great day.